All right, welcome, 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 Project Review with Q. Let's go over some projects today. Thanks for joining me again, and it's such a privilege and an honor to see all the submittals. Keep them coming, I assure you. They will be, let's say, energized. Just keep them coming. I'd like to start off today announcing a couple advances on projects, but I'll take calls for the most part of this show. And again, the number is 888-627-7008. 888-627-7008. I forgot on my notes from last show. Michigan, I am working hard for you. Give me a little more time. We'll put some things together. All right, let me give you a little bit of feedback. I rarely give you feedback of what happens behind the scenes. And I know that's not always what you may want, but I like to keep everybody, let's just say, anonymous and not create timelines that aren't other people. But you hear me flirt with advances here and there, and my goal is always to make those advances independent. Certainly, I want to put wind in your sails. I'll show you an example of how we've done it and showboated a bit the last few weeks. It goes a bit like this. This is not independent to this one person. There's a larger group and so forth. And this person goes by Conscious Cowboy. I'll be careful not to give out his contact information. Hi, Project Q team. I visited the blank land that Q set aside for the Ballard Group. It's absolutely amazing. I can feel the light, and I can hardly contain my excitement. I can feel my legacy connection to the land, and I want to live there. There's a perfect energetic match for me. My wife could feel it too. My heart, my excitement, my inspiration is full speed ahead. I'm already a part of that land and can't wait to move there and expand our energetics. I'm going up there again on Friday with my friend. She's super excited too. I'm researching the original homesteads, and I'm planning to pull them if they haven't already been pulled. I also want to pull the land patent for the gun club a few miles away. The forest and trees are very traumatized and ask me for help. Yes, they're not used to being abused, are they? I'm going to help. The gun club may need some encouragement to relocate or dissolve. I'm inspired to build a strong connection that rebuilds my legacy connection to the land and to that area. I'm inspired to be part of the transition team and to do the work needed to transform the whole entire area, including the greater area, into what we all want. I'm moving forward in any way I can, but I'm also waiting on next steps and recommendations from the PRQ team. All right, so here's an example of the Ballard Group has a succession plan of healing. They do acoustical work. They do collaborative work, connection work, a lot of different things. And one of the values of having very powerful people in cities is that they can come and go, and still sustain their power. It's very amazing that when you live in a mesh network, so let's say an area that has a lot of 5G, a lot of wireless, a lot of dirty power, it's amazing that we're able to sustain life and do and sharing our life. Yet when we get out into areas that are our legacy relationships, so in this case, the grid work there that we laid there thousands and thousands of years ago is still there. It doesn't go anywhere. I'm comfortable with the vortice model, but I would really encourage us to look at our legacy relationship with the planet and ourselves, the light, and then that's what makes a vortice. So it's not a thing. We are creating vortexes with the planet we're on. And certainly, we're using portal technology to get in here at the same time. So it's quite incredible. Another another project I'll list real quick while I wait for the phones to populate. Hello, Q team. I'm passionate very much to introduce another dream project. I hope it will fit criteria, and I will hear from you back soon. Sincerely, yours. And this one is called PRQ, God is Love. Hello, gorgeous PRQ team. I'm very passionate about opportunity to help this morning. A woman from Lithuania, Rasa Slavikate, who suffered financially, contact me. I'm not sure I got that name right. Forgive me. It's not suffering for me, but according to the way she told me her story, it touched me deeply. I know I should not react immediately. I keep trying to learn, slow down, but I feel that she really needed my help. The woman consoled me that it could have happened 14 years ago. Now it's catching her up into proper financial collapse. Now I always wonder if financial collapse is healthy or dramatic, or how do we measure finance? Is always very, very, I've yet to find definitions that explain financial collapse when energetics, if we advance our next desire, then that's just the energetics. And anyway, you know where I'm going with that. Anyway, I'm not sure how you can actually financially collapse. Anyway, I thought of using Wise Banking for the purpose, and I hope to collect some money from my group of 100 members to help this woman, but Governor official agent froze her bank account. Well, she asked for help and gave me an idea that I must create a warm feeling organization who welcomes everybody who walks into this building. In me, that feeling grows and turns in passion. Another new project of my dreams, God is Love. With this name, I would like to name a charity fund place like very friendly and supportive organizations which I could employ few persons passionate same as me to help others or me after RV and Zim will be much easier. I would like to learn to help oppressed and deceived people. I'm a passionate humanitarian. I'll work for that organization as a reliable, time-tested person, and I feel that we will succeed smoothly. Sincerely yours. Skipped several words there. Yes. So this is a project of being humanitarian, or is it still utilizing? I'll start the questions. Thank you so much for your submittals. Never stop submitting. Kevin from Florida. Been a while, Kevin. Questions about?
Sure has. It sure has, Q.
I'm glad you're doing something other than talking to me. Probably something very productive. Thank you.
Hey. I was hoping to hear from Mermaid today also. Does she happen to be swimming with the dolphins and the whales?
Yeah, she's running around. I don't know when she was at today, actually. So she'll be around next week.
Okay. So, I'm part of Carrie's group, and on behalf of the questions for Kuster's room, I was wondering, have you seen the 13 sets of questions we've submitted to you through the PRQ contact form? Have you seen those lately?
Yeah, and I was wondering, what's the best way to communicate with you all? If I have thousands of people, do we just do a one-off conference call with a frequency to it, or what do you suppose is the easiest way? You're gonna have a hard time getting us to respond electronically, but I like the idea of communicating verbally, or renting out a football stadium. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you would fill one. You would fill a football stadium for sure. I'm not certain, but maybe if you looked over the sets of questions that we have and select maybe some of the most asked questions and then present them in your show, that might be one solution. I'm sure that we could think of others, but
I feel all of you out in so many ways. So when I have a bunch of Carrie's groups, you can imagine the volume is fairly interesting. And so one idea was to do conference calls so we could get a little more work done. So far with the timing of events coming, I'm dragging my feet a little bit. But I think the best way to do it is to go ahead and set a conference call where everybody can just. Yes, please. So as we get organized, not everyone's real excited about us getting organized. That's what I'm getting at. And I want to keep you guys safe.
Okay, thank you. So you've mentioned numerous times that, of course, we're on a water planet. And you mentioned also that we were mermaids and mermen or merpeople, at least in our, we have it in our epigenetics. I was wondering, are our tonsils remnants of gills? And does tonsil removal affect us in any way?
A great question. So the glands, your glands right underneath your throat are your legacy gills. So when you get sick, you notice they get swollen and so forth.
Right.
A funny story is if you look at the front cover of a band called Nirvana, the baby is chasing Dollar underwater, and the band's album is called Nevermind. We've talked about it in the past. So if we would stay underwater, your gills would readapt, or you would get used to filling your lungs up and transferring the volume of water and oxygen through you. So right now, you're actually more a mer person than I didn't say you don't have a lion genes, reptilian gene. You have a hodgepodge of genetic, I'll call construction. Be careful with that. Mm-hmm. But you're capable of breathing underwater right now, and you're proving it by talking right now, because the volume of water on a water planet in the atmosphere is massive. Your science has lied to you. So you're actually underwater right now. We could argue the volume of water in geographies is different. So the desert versus Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to be transferring more water through our body than in the drier high plains, as an example. But certainly, all of us are underwater right now.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I'll prove it to you right now. You can go weeks and weeks without food, but you can't go weeks and weeks without water, can you?
That's correct.
You're exchanging water continuously. Your cells multiply. You're a new person every day. So the way you're doing it, and that's why understanding water as memory is so important, is because if you keep holding on to stress, then that the cells are going to remember it, epigenetics, and then you're going to be more of that stress. So that's your proof that you are water. Water has memory. All you are, there's really, I'd say, under 25% of your body is minerals. The rest is all water.
Okay.
But well, your science is going to help you with that. We're basically all mer people in some respect. It depends on how much we're going to favor those genes over, other genetics. Certainly, why do you have hair on the back of your neck? Why do you have hair underneath your underarms? So you can see the blending of this mammalian has been quite diverse, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. Very much so. Yeah.
Which you have another question? All your questions are always very intelligent.
Oh, thank you. It does lead me into a second and final question is, we've talked about the cenote. I think that's one of our favorite subjects that we like to talk and ask questions to you about is our cenote and perhaps the dome that's over it. That's just fascinating stuff. So my question is the space above the dome the same density as the water on the planet's surface?
No, but density is not the correct term.
Okay.
We'll have to use a different word. But it's tricky. What if I put you in a box and every 12 hours, a little white planet came in called the moon and tried to get into your box and stay there and get closer to you, farther away. And what if in that same box, I worked really hard to get more light into that box and get more of source light into your box? Is maybe another way to look at it. So density is a bit of a trick, that word, because your frequency from the light is always going to be there. So the volume in which you utilize is really how we might want to use the word density. So most planets don't have night in the higher frequencies and or more, let's say, established universes. Most of the stars you see at night, I won't say all of them, I'd say 50% of the stars, depending on your geography, are ships that can't get in here. So when you hear these mystical tales of through our let's say our nursery rhymes, twinkle, twinkle, little star, I wonder what you are. So these are light ships in most cases that can't get into the jello that's around us and or the black, call it yarn. It's got a lot of holes in it now, but most of those ships can't get through and or replace ship with light vessels. So you're just seeing a very tiny portion of a light ship that can't quite get down in here. Does that make sense? And your sun is doing the same thing, but it's more powerful. So think of your sun as maybe a highway to source, and it's come down to a lower and or compartmentalized area. This planet used to be a light planet, and now it's a dark planet, but changing all the time. Did that answer your question?
It did, yes. And so what's the fate of the starships that get stuck in there? What's their fate? Will they eventually unstuck and leave the system? Or are they going to...
Right. So part of it, if you do go on forthepeople.space, the story is pretty well told there. So when we bring in multidimensional ships into Area 51 and Russia and many other places, they were successful because they were the pilot ships. So the bigger ships live at a higher frequency band, for lack of better definition. And so they're going to struggle to get into a very low density, as you called it, lower frequency. The light doesn't do very good down here. I'm living proof. We're adapting and then bringing light in here and or growing us out of here. So hopefully that helps.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Q. I much appreciate it. Of course, I've got hundreds and hundreds of more questions, but I'm gonna go ahead and bow out, leave, and let some other folks have some quality.
Thanks
time
a lot, Kevin.
You.
I always appreciate you guys calling in. There's a lot of information is going to come into you naturally, outside of me, I assure you.
All right, thank you. I love you, Q, and you have a wonderful day.
I love you too, and Mermaid does as well. Thank you so much. Susan from New York, questions about the vertical light that goes into us. Susan, are you there in New York on line 3?
Hi, Q. Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. I love you dearly.
Please, Susan. Thank you.
Speaking of the light, on the image for the PRQ timeline show, there's a vertical light column. And 2 weeks ago, I experienced a vertical energetic field come in through me, and it was a pretty wow feeling. And can you explain what that is and how it's different possibly from feeling source in the center of my heart?
Very good. Outstanding question. For the most part, all of us are going to receive more of us continuously from now on. And you don't really have a choice in it unless you work really hard not to receive the volume of your capability. So when it comes through your heart center, it can come through the top of your head into your heart center. Most people get it through the heart center and then experience it through the head. I'm not comfortable with the term downloads. I would encourage everybody to observe information from the heart and then assess where the information came from, how we want to utilize it, observe it, not participate with it, is an example of the light coming into you vertically, because you're able to extrapolate information now that you don't know why you know all of a sudden. Is that fair to say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why am I able to play Mozart's? Well, I don't even like the piano. So that should be getting more normal. It's tricky with this type of human because we look at things linearly. So we've been brainwashed to look at things linearly. Doesn't work that way with the light. So does that help a little bit?
Yes. Thank you. It's beautiful.
You betcha. Keep calling. I love these kind of questions a lot.
Oh, great.
Anything else?
If I could do a quick one, just you said earlier. Well, let me ask, is that okay?
I'm begging you.
Okay, good. I have list papers of them. Earlier on the Homestead show, and we talked about synchronicities, or you spoke about synchronicities, you mentioned something about your group, the TRQ team and yourself being anonymous in the many ways that you interact with us. So my question is, how do you all come into our spaces? Is it through dolphins, birds, people, hawks? Can you speak a little bit about that?
It's endless. I'll never be able to answer it.
Okay.
We're able to transfer our energies concurrent with desire. So time is not relevant to us. So we know that we would expect us to be the primary force participating with the primary force here. So you all are holding space here. We're participating with you. And however you want participation, we participate with you. Tricky. But we know we're going to give you more horsepower when you all make a real pull one way or the other. Yet, at the risk of being arrogant, we know we're the ones putting the wind in the sails, as I say all the time. We know we're just supporting you. And the way it typically works, depending on what systems you're in and what planets you're in, once we all align together, is the true horsepower. So when the light comes in on the ascension cycle, we all get stronger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And just because we're initiating the ascension cycle, because it's the end of the 2000 year cycle, isn't relevant to importance. It doesn't have really importance, because it could be you too, just as easily. But that's pretty much how we work.
Wow, beautiful. It's so exciting. It is really exciting to feel it all. I know we all feel your horse.
It's really happening, isn't it? It's really happening, huh?
It is. And earlier, the lady Kelly mentioned going to the sun. So I went back down to the beach and sat with the sun. And wow, that was also another incredible experience. So you would add that to your explanation as well, right?
Yeah, you would be able to pull in more light, use the sun as a tool every day. It can get bigger. You can shrink it. You can make it dance. It is of you for you. It is one and the same as you. And certainly that's your way back to source. The sun has endless tools, as the light does.
Wow. Just such an honor, really. Thank you, really. And Mermaid
thank
as well.
You.
It's just
thank
incredibly
you.
Moving. I love you dearly.
I love you. All right. Susan, another boring call from Susan. Wow. Oh, she's magnificent. We're all figuring this out. Let's do one more BBS. Let's see if I can get organized here. Yeah, so when we calibrate and reconfigure to our physical bodies, you're starting to see some people are moving at a different rate. You know, you listen to Kevin. Those are very advanced questions. You listen to Susan. Did they talk like that 10 years ago, or when did anybody teach that? I would say we're ready for a new education system, folks. We're figuring it all out. I don't care if you listen to the Korber Report, Simon Parks, Stuart Swerdlow, myself, Catherine Austin Fitz, Mr. Skidmore, USA Watchdog. If you just start putting all of it in one bucket in every newspaper you ever read, you're gonna figure it out. None of these things that have happened matter. It's up to us to instill what we're dreaming about. And I thank you for being so honest to yourselves. Thank you so much. Moving on, BBS, thanks for your patience. Lisa from Australia on line four would like to hear your thoughts on Occupy the Getty Museum. Lisa, are you there?
Yeah, hi. Hi, morning, Gary, from Australia.
From Australia?
From Australia. From Australia. Yeah, my question is, you, a while back, you sort of referred us to Max Steele and if we could track down any recordings of Max to have a listen, because you highly regarded him. And I came across a couple of recordings with a gentleman called Stephen D. Kelly. He did some podcasts with Max Steele too, I believe, back in the what I think was a little while back. And then he's also done some recordings with Jordan Maxwell. Now, I've come across him again on a podcast called the Truth Cat Radio. And yep. Is he one of those people that you would regard as being someone with good information to listen to?
Which name are you referring to?
Stephen D. Kelly.
I probably will not endorse any individuals ever. Except the very few I have. I have to be very careful. But
yes, that's okay.
Just know that great care is taken. Great care.
Okay. He talks quite passionately about Occupy the Getty, but if you're not happy going down that path, that's fine. I respect that. My other question was referring back to the gentleman that called in. Sorry, I've forgotten his name. A couple of calls back. You were talking about the Mer people. Is that why? Probably about 6 months ago, you and Mermaid were talking about the benefits of kelp. Is that why we love kelp so much, and that's why it's so good? Because we are Mer. We've got part Mer people in us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for that question. If you're a study of, let's pick a tribe. There's many tribes all over the world that make totem poles and or symbolization, as you've heard me say. If you do look at Vancouver Island, one of the reasons they tore down that museum is so you wouldn't learn the legacy that they left for us. The totem poles, for the most part, were a family progression from us coming from water to land. So it'd be the reason most whales beach themselves is the technology that's on the ship's sonar hurts them so bad they'll come to the beach, and they're not trying to kill themselves. They're doing their best to transition to the beach to educate the population and or become a human being. So when you see all those beach whales, yes, some of it's very negative. Maybe it's pollution. Maybe it's harmonics from sonar. It could be a lot of different reasons. If you do look in the early 2000s, the U.S. Navy killed a lot of mer people, and they all went to shore to get away from the bathymatics and sonar that was crippling them. The way it goes through your body is you can't survive. It's awful. So they would come to shore, but really to incarnate as a mammal ashore. So if you look at a totem pole, you'll see an otter became an elk. An elk, you've heard me say it a thousand times, I'm sure. An elk became a bear, and a bear became a human. So those totem poles taught the lineage of progression of mer people and the recycling back to mer people. So most natives in the Vancouver, British Columbia area, those totem poles and their language would be synonymous for thousands and thousands of years. And they all become eagles, all become otters, all become seals again. So they understood the way we would come and go, come and go, come and go, is the best I can do. Hopefully that answered your question.
We've got some wonderful people here in Australia doing a lot of campaigning work to do with the wind turbines here. And, yeah, they're putting up a very good fight and some wonderful people in the forefront representing that, trying to save the oceans and the whales and the dolphins and all the marine life. So, yeah.
Well, I'm encouraging. I'm encouraging you. Whereabouts are you in Australia?
Perth, Western Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad I got that right. Not to be arrogant, the region you're in is highly coveted, and you probably already know, to be able to go through the Tiwi Islands and up and down Australia. Australia's done an outstanding job of hiding the truth from the people. Outstanding job. Yeah. So you'll never ever get, and your politics, not to standardize on the truth for you, but that's a tough place to lobby improvement measures, isn't it?
Yep. We've got a fabulous campaign called Vikings Go Home and Save Our Beloved Geograph Bay, and incredible people standing up. Anyway,
I'm going to make sure you get help. And obviously the mermaid's very passionate about it too.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure the mermaid will be very passionate about that one. Okay, I love you all, and thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Please keep calling in. Yeah, so that's when you observe Australia, unfortunately, I would consider that the healthiest alien geography because they're hiding right in front of you. And I can assure you that the work we did there is unfinished. And much of Australia has been compromised in a way that is very difficult to explain. You can see the pyramids all throughout the place. You can see the cut down trees all out. The trees are a quarter mile wide. You can see the legacy there. It's the great debate and what we would do to re-educate the masses there as they compete with each other. They love competition. They're quite convinced that inflationary systems work. The Queen did a very good job in Australia, and not to be negative, a lot of potential there. The energetics there are very sought after. Going on to the next caller. Thank you, BBS Radio. Mary from California. Shifting dimensions while typing. Can credit card companies seize property? Mary from California. This is interesting. Dimensions while typing. Mary from California. Are you there? Line 5.
Yes. Hello, Q. Thank you for taking my call. I'm so
Thank
happy.
You for giving me a call.
I love you so much, and everybody on the Q team and whoever else is listening. I'm with LWS. My love to them as well, and everybody that's making this possible for all of us. I'm so grateful. Yeah, in regard to my question, I was typing out the forms for, you know, homesteading, the notice of acknowledgement, and when I got to the form of, what the heck is it? I got to dig a little bit here. It is the declaration of the grantee's notice. There's a little bit of information there about the Constitution. And when I started typing that, I shifted. I felt like I was right there with the whole Constitution group.
Outstanding. And, Now, why is that?
Well, probably because I was there.
Right.
Maybe.
Way to go. All right. Now, let's just, I feel that you have more to say, but let's hold that one there so I can keep up with you. So in that compartment, right, how do you come across knowledge like that? If, and I'll answer in a way that you'll either validate or dismiss, but if we created everything in the universe, then I should be able to remember creating the Constitution, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I would hope
it should be familiar, and that's why you hear me do so many songs when I sing. Why is that catchy song so relevant? Let's say, you know, old songs for me are by Prince. New songs are by Mozart. Well, the reason I say flip statements like that is because our knowledge of all music and harmonics has already been created. We're just now re-instituting them, engineering them, producing them, creating them. There's really nothing new here. Now you're going to remember, hey, I should probably give myself a place that's a little steady. We need to write a constitution, would be pretty normal. Make sure we're safe when we get there, kind of. Would be a normal model, wouldn't it?
Yes.
A little backbone to where we're going. And these are very, very, very ancient systems. The U.S. Constitution is very old. It did its best to take linguistics and marry spirit. And so, of course, you're gonna remember that, aren't you?
Well, I was, and yet I was still trying to keep focused on typing these documents that I didn't allow myself to completely go with the whole drifting of another dimension. But it would come and go, and I felt really empowered by that. I felt like this is so important, not just for me, but for everyone, to do the homesteading for whatever reason they need to.
Yeah, it's very tricky from our point of view where to start advancing opportunities without creating timelines that aren't necessarily proactive, they're reactive. Well, one thing that we would standardize on is I'm on a planet, and if I was free on my planet, and I don't have any white noise every day, then my happiness, my peacefulness increases, would be our assessment. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
If I can get you
I
peace energy, peace,
outside,
if we can just,
I
yeah,
really
if we can just get peace energy established for you so you can see the difference. So many people toil over survival, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's like ingrained in us, I believe. And even growing up the way I did with a single mom, and, you know, I grew up with channeling. She used it as a form of counseling. So, you know, I was wondering whether, I'm on some of my mom's timelines. You know, I don't do that anymore, but when I was younger, it was normal for me to seek out somebody to help me through a situation. And, you know, I've had some issues with that, and I do the commands all of the time. So I have to be really careful. And I'm not able to do the creation lightship just yet, but I will. And, you know, I just try to make sure I'm not being abducted, because I have been.
Yeah. Now, could you, thank you so much for offering that. Is it okay to ask you some questions about it?
Yeah.
So when your family would channel individuals outside yourself, some of the information felt correct, didn't it?
Well, yeah, of course it did. A lot of this happened when I was really young. My mom used to take me to these quote-unquote faith healers and clairvoyants and mediums, because I was born with a congenital hip issue. Mm-hmm. And so she was trying to heal me. And mm-hmm. then, you know, I know they touched me, and I feel like I carried some of that with me throughout most of my childhood and young adult life. So I just, you know, and also after going up to Mount Shasta, and channeling is like a way of life up there, at least it was. But I don't do that. And I understand why.
It's because we're so supple, aren't we? We can absorb anything.
We are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when it comes in, it is so, like you have described, warm and fuzzy. I had a voice continually, not all of the time, but throw in a little comment here. One of my young dogs was very sick, and she was having a seizure, and the voice came in and said, "You're going to have to put her down." And I'm like, you know, what? No. And then, you know, 20 seconds later, they said it again. And when I did go to the veterinarian, that's exactly what I needed to do. So at some point in time in my life, I did kind of feel like I was being guided, but I wasn't really.
Yeah.
It's just another form of abduction.
It is tricky, and it is proof that we are going through the ascension process, because the generations prior to your mother and so forth, not all bloodlines would have that capacity. And if they did, most cases they would have been in a family, a bloodline. Maybe you would use some of the elite families of Europe and so forth. They would make sure you didn't get out and start talking about it. So it's pretty obvious that we would expect, if we're able to do this now, that means there's a lot of other people that have been doing it a long time.
Well, I agree. They have been. And, you know, for whatever it's worth, some of those people were probably innocent. And then there are those that aren't. Is my question mm-hmm. saying that?
Yeah, look how easy it would be to, okay, go to meet me at the Smithsonian, and I'll give you a box full of $1 billion as long as you keep listening to the voices in your head and do exactly as I say, and I'll give you another $1 billion next month, et cetera, et cetera. That's pretty common practice, is to go ahead and put the thoughts in your head, and as long as you obey and you play black magic games, you get rewarded. Reward, 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 as you're seeing the end of that game now. One of those people would probably be a George Bush senior. And look what they got. They got the keys to the farm, all the rewards, because they don't see the grander scheme and or the greater good of love and or the light. They don't see the light, do they?
I never liked him. I never. And it's interesting how you just know you don't like someone. And yet, sometimes with those voices, I was like, are you a good person or what? I mean, you know, when they're trying to help you with your dog, that's a real heartfelt.
Yeah. So you can't. So once we get slimed, so that's the good news in the ascension cycle. Once we get slimed enough times, we know what slime looks like. So that's good news. Do you mind if I go on to another caller?
Not at all. But wait, I just want to ask one thing. Can this Bank of America, who's suing me with a credit card, can they try to mess with my home? I'm not quite completed with the homestead process. And they served me a summons to go to court.
No, credit card companies will go take it. You'll get sent to collections, but not. They can't touch an asset, especially not one that's homesteaded, correct?
Okay. This is a... What is it, a company who's representing them? So I really didn't think much of it. I didn't want to play in that timeline, but it did make me kind of wonder whether, because I'm in this homestead process now, I'm not going to communicate with them. I'm not going to deal with them.
They can go to court. Yeah, they'll sell the debt hundreds of times. They'll just keep selling the debt. If in eventually... It's all going to go away anyway. It's your RV that you're calling your RV is going to solve a lot of problems. I'm not going to give you hopium on this topic, but once you realize that the U.S. dollar is worthless, there's no the debt delivery system will be dissolved. So I wouldn't worry about it.
So much. I love you so much. Thank you, Q, for taking my call.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You have fun. Okay, that was a good call. Robin, see if I can fit you in from Michigan on line one. Question about Jordan Maxwell. Jordan, very dear friend of mine. Please, what do you have? I have 9 minutes. 8 minutes.
Hi, Q. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please. What are you and Jordan working on?
What? Oh. Listen, his information has been coming my way quite a bit, and I was listening to one of his audios, and he was talking about a group of people that are here on Earth that are already controlling Earth, and that there's going to be another group of beings coming back, and there will be a battle over who's going to control we, the human beings. So is he talking from another timeline, or is that something in the near future, far future, in regard to that?
Well, I wonder who's coming back.
Well,
I wonder who they are. I wish someone would come save our asses. It's you, dear one. No. It's you. He has
okay,
it right.
So it's us. Okay, so because it kind of confused me quite a bit, and as I was driving yesterday listening to him, there's all these ship clouds above me, and they're all over the place. I'm like, okay, what's up with all these ship clouds? They were like everywhere. So
Let's hold me there so I can be of service. Okay, so most of the ships that they're all going to be flat bottom clouds. Most of the ships. What they're doing is they're cloaking themselves to hide from your awareness they're here. So why are they hiding? Because you can actually destroy them if you want to. So many projects I get involved in is destroying huge bandwidths of these ships. What happens is the tracer they'll leave will dissolve. So you can command your spirit to destroy any ship above my head that's trying to harm me. So you can do that right now if you wanted. It must be out loud. But the most standard reason why they're here is they're taking the energy and luge off of you because you're a light being. So you have more light in you that they don't have. So they're going to try and hang out with us to stay in our dimension reality. So they could advance to a higher dimension, the ascension cycle, and need us to do that. So they'll be around river systems, water systems, where there's lots of aionics, a lot of people, high vibrational people. So they're going to favor people like you because you're going to carry more light in your day in and day out activities. Just going to the mailbox is attractive to them. So don't consider it negative. Consider it that because you're bringing in so much light, all of us are, they're going to want to do something with it somehow, some way, timelines, a lot of different reasons. anyway, those ships are a positive, negative situation is what I'm doing my best to say. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, very much so. And I did notice that I did say my destroy commands while I was driving, and I noticed that they were around me, and above me was all blue sky. But I'm like, it was just fascinating. I'm like, look at all these ships. It was crazy. Just crazy.
What other questions do you have about Jordan Maxwell?
Jordan is amazing, all I can say. If we ever get together and we have that one-on-one interview, I'm going to have some questions lined up for you. How's that?
Yeah, you betcha. So Jordan for me is the hardest working individual who's ever walked the planet to study absolutely every Bible on the planet. And he did not stop. And world leaders called him in. His capabilities are endless. His knowledge is endless. Very, very dear to me, as you may know. The study resulted in somebody is steering us. So if you read the Quran, you read every single, it doesn't matter what Bible, he read them all, and associate them with cultures all around the world. And he could standardize one thing and one topic only. Somebody is steering us. And
I got that right away.
And he will not deviate on that. So I don't care if steering is good or bad, but someone wants us to go in a certain direction. And that's when I pick up the ball. This is an alien planet, and we're going to take it back. That's where I'm at.
I love it. Awesome. Thank you so much once again for your time. Love you.
I love you. My love to you. ABBS, I think we can call it a day. I think we worked hard. I don't know what I would do without BBS Radio. The people behind there, please keep reading for the people.space. And we're working hard to get you quality information, making some advances in life. Looks like we got a fun couple weeks coming our way, don't we? Remember, we're all in silos. We all have our own disciplines. Put them all together, and you'll get the straight story. And I thank you so much. BBS Radio, I'll call it a day. Everyone who called in, my love to you. Couldn't do this without you. Beautiful day. Bye-bye.